A newly released report is breaking new ground in the study of inequality among our children. This national report is from the Annie E. Casey Foundation for Kids Count. It's entitled Race for Results, Building a Path to Opportunity for All Children. And for the first time, it creates an index that looks at conditions for children by race. My next guest believes it contains troubling findings for Michigan children and the need for a major call to action. Jane Zender Merrill is Project Director of Kids Count in Michigan with the Michigan League for Public Policy. Jane, good to have you back on Stateside.
Thank you, Cynthia.
Can you help us understand how this new Race for Results Index works and what it tells us?
Basically, what the National Project did was to take 12 indicators across childhood and into early adulthood and compile percentages based on statistics for that, and then from that did a 1,000-point index across all 12 indicators. And what it is an index of 0 to 1,000. And nationally, Asian Pacific Islander children had the highest score. They were at 776 out of 1,000 points compared to 345 for African American children.
And that's
nationwide.
And that's nationwide.
That's
okay.
Nationwide. Mm-hmm. So we have a 400-point gap between our kids that are doing really quite well and our kids that are not doing very well. And what this really does is present compelling evidence that race, ethnicity does make a difference for kids in terms of the conditions in which they live and the outcomes that they show.
And I think underpinning everything that you and I are going to talk about is the belief that is held by Kids Count that we have to find ways to allow success for all children so they can contribute to progress in our state and in our nation. So that's the foundation.
Exactly. And what's troubling in this report for Michigan in particular is that the two largest racial ethnic groups in our state, whites and African American children, are the ones that have below average results compared to the national average. We're about 50 points short for white children and 100 points below the national average for African-American children.
And understanding the national average for African-American children was pretty horrible to begin with.
Yes, and very low to begin with.
So here is Michigan. So ideal, best of all worlds, the score would be 1,000, and Michigan's African-American children checked in at 244.
Yes.
Where does that put us in the rankings of the 50 states?
We're third from the bottom. We're one point away from Mississippi. They're at 245, I believe, and we're at 244. So it's very troubling to look at these statistics and think about it, what it means in terms of the future of our state and our ability to be competitive, not only nationally, but globally in the 21st century.
And for white children in Michigan, and again, reminding everybody that 1,000 is like the best score. So nationally, white children were at 704, and here in Michigan, they were at 668, which you also find very troubling. Where does that put Michigan in the ranking?
Well, Michigan is around 34th in the rankings across the states. We are well below the national average in math proficiency for eighth graders, reading proficiency for fourth graders, our young adults having an associate's degree or more, and our children growing up in families that have adequate funds to meet basic needs. And that's really above 200% of the poverty level.
Knowing that you work so closely, trying to help children here in Michigan and help families, what do you think is behind this, Jane?
I think that families have suffered terribly in this economic downturn. The high unemployment, our escalating rates of child poverty, and among young children, it's even higher, and it's not slowed down, it's leveling out, but we're over a decade of economic distress. And many families are now working at jobs that don't pay as much as their jobs did before. So the economic struggles of families have been profound. And at that very time, the state has cut back on programming to help families in economic distress, and we have not expanded on key programs that help parents work, like the child care subsidy, like the earned income tax credit. We have not invested in those programs. We are now starting to invest in early childhood, but we have not made substantial investments in early childhood until recent years. Plus, we're shifting the burden of higher education to families. That's another issue. Adult basic education, we've basically defunded so that youngsters who fall off track in the K-12 system, it's very difficult for them to get back on track to get an education at a higher level.
So as I think what I'm hearing you say is a statement that I saw from the Michigan League for Public Policy, and that is the fact that the public systems designed to help children and families are actually functioning in ways that actually deny opportunity, especially to people in color, and pushing them even further down the ladder.
I think, yes, that would be a fair assessment. And certainly this report shows us the outcomes for kids, what's happening across our state.
I'm talking with Jane Zender Merrill, who's project director of Kids Count in Michigan, as we explore the new report from Kids Count done by the Annie E. Casey Foundation. It's called Race for Results, Building a Path to Opportunity for All Children. And Jane, you see this as a call to action. What do you see as the call to action here in Michigan?
Well, definitely we can look at some public policy decisions that we could make to target some of these issues. Like, we're not talking about what is happening in our urban areas. I mean, Detroit has been all over the news around bankruptcy, but many of our school districts are struggling. We also have many families that are struggling since the earned income tax credit that we had at 20% fell to 6%. That 20% used to lift a lot more families with children above the poverty level. And really, the earned income tax credit helps families with children. That's its target. The other critical piece of support for working families is the child care subsidy. We're making a lot of investments in quality, but we're not addressing the fact that we don't pay extra for quality in the subsidy and that the subsidy level has not kept up with inflation. And certainly raising the state minimum wage so that when people work, they're making a wage that will help them meet their basic needs.
It seems that much of what you're saying in this call to action has to happen in Lansing.
Yes, I think that's one, particularly for African-American children, because they live in neighborhoods with high poverty, there are not going to be resources in their neighborhoods to make up for the shortfall in their families. So part of what has to be done is that the state level more effort to apply the resources into targeted areas to help families who are living in high poverty areas. We need an urban agenda. Transportation is a huge issue. Access to jobs is an issue. We have some of the highest unemployment in the country for African Americans. So all of these factors have an interplay that creates disadvantage in the long run for children.
But then what do you say to lawmakers who say, well, look, I represent a rural area and we have our own set of struggles and I don't agree that there should be an urban agenda? How do you get people singing from the same page of the hymnal?
It's a challenge. But I think when we look at what's happening statewide, and that this is our largest minority group, that when we allow 16% of our children not to have what they need to be successful, we all suffer in the long run. And we will not be competitive across the states nor in a global economy with 16% of our children not able to survive as adults effectively and become taxpayers, parents, workers that are living up to their potential.
And then, as you pointed out, the report finds that the 69% of Michigan's children who are white are also behind the curve of their peers in other states. So if Michigan doesn't take action, what do you fear will be the result?
Well, we certainly won't be able to look to make the economic comeback or revitalization that needs to happen. The jobs of the 21st century require higher education. And that's one of the indicators where we don't perform very well compared to other states and the national average. So, you know, we all have a concern about the economic well-being of our state so people can take care of themselves and take care of their children. So we all have an investment in how this goes forward.
Jane Zender Merrill, Project Director of Kids Count in Michigan with the Michigan League for Public Policy. And this Annie E. Casey Foundation report for Kids Count, again, is entitled Race for Results, Building a Path to Opportunity for All Children. Thank you so much for talking with us today on Stateside, Jane.
Thank you, Cynthia.